Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And today, Chris, we discuss a very sensitive issue in light of June being the proclaimed LGBTQ Pride Month. And Chris, what do Christians need to do to understand what we're seeing with this movement?
Well, it's important to understand that this subject is going to continue to be one that divides. But the church needs to, first of all, reject the accusations that are coming from people in this community that disagreeing with them means that you automatically hate them, and that disagreeing with the premises of the LGBTQ movement, again, automatically means that you wish ill will on these people. That just isn't the case. And that's definitely not a godly stance to take on any issue where there's potential conflict that exists. However, don't be surprised if and when folks in this movement or those that rally to the cause label you as a hater or other movement-generated term in order to try to make you feel shameful for taking a stand for Christ and the Bible, okay? So this topic is going to continue to be one that causes division, sadly, even in the church, because of how people are attempting to use Scripture to support the movement. But the truth is, we can still love the people and support people that are in the movement without supporting their lifestyle. And again, if we're honest with ourselves, there's other issues too, where people are involved in lifestyles and or other behaviors and activities that technically, as Christians that live out God's word, we really can't support. So it is a difficult situation and it is tough, but the reality is we can still love without having to necessarily support everything that somebody chooses to do in their life.
Chris, can you elaborate a bit on that?
I can. God, he may present opportunities for conversation on this topic. And of course, that may automatically spark some anxiety in somebody. But the first thing, again, is to not accept any labels that are thrown at you. So as you're engaging people in conversation, if the conversation appears to be heading in that direction, you can always remind the person that you love them despite your disagreements and that you do not wish any ill will on them or anything harmful to come to them. Because remember, that's what they believe that your disagreement truly means, even though that doesn't have to be the case. So if the encounter continues to escalate, you can always also excuse yourself from that conversation. But it's important to remember that this is an issue that will likely be a point of persecution for Christians. We know that the Bible says that followers of Christ are going to be persecuted, but I don't think any of us are really all excited for that to happen. So we got to remember that persecution is going to happen to us as believers, and we do have to be ready for it, but also not allow it to scare us into not engaging with folks with whom we disagree with.
What do you suggest if a person you love, such as a son or daughter, tells you that they believe they are gay or otherwise identify with the LGBTQ lifestyle?
Well, Brandon, this is probably one of the hardest issues that Christian parents today will confront. It's not easy, and there's a significant level of fear that I believe people may be tempted to feel regarding this because of the persecution for standing for biblical definitions of relationship, of love, and marriage. But if this happens, remember to tell your child or loved one that you love them and will always love them, even if they choose to move away from what you believe is God's will for their life, including their lifestyle patterns. You may have to also tell them that loving them does not mean that you'll fully be able to support or celebrate 100% of the choices they make throughout their lives. And this may be very difficult because it may mean setting clear boundaries for interacting with your children or loved ones down the road, such as those holiday gatherings or family gatherings, etc. So the issue itself does not become the focal point of your relationship with your son, your daughter, or your loved one. So setting those boundaries means that you can still focus on them and who they are and the fact that you love them, but they also need to know that as the parent, you have a God-given right and responsibility to be able to set certain boundaries, and that is to help keep the issues separate from loving them as a person and who God created them to be. It's difficult, and I am not going to deny that one bit, but again, setting that boundary with your loved one helps to clarify that they are the focal point of your relationship with them, not their lifestyle. Again, you as a parent have that right to set the boundaries in the house. And yes, This is potentially going to cause some distancing with your loved one, and that is not fully up to you as the parent. They have the right, and they may or may not choose to distance themselves, but remember, the Lord is the one who leaves the 99 to go after that one that is lost. We, as the flock, cannot, nor are we meant to, actually pursue them necessarily ourselves. So that's what the Lord does. He goes after. He leaves the flock to search for the ones that have left. But remember, we can and need to be on our knees, watch for how God is moving, and then be willing to love and respond appropriately, but in a way, again, that is not giving affirmation to the choices, but is giving affirmation to the person themselves as to the fact that God made them and that we still love them.
You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the noon report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.